You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The latest shingles vaccination approved by the CDC is in short supply throughout the country, including right here in Idaho. Shingles, which affects about 1 million people a year, is caused by a viral infection that can cause nerve pain for years after the rash that comes with that disease disappears. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is Dr. Laura McGeorge. She is with St. Luke's Internal Medicine. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So first off, tell me what shingles is, because it actually develops from the same virus as chickenpox, right?
Yes. So shingles is the herpes zoster virus. And if you think about herpes zoster as a cousin of herpes simplex, which is herpes, it works the same way in that you get an initial infection and then it just kind of lives in the body and it can come out later. So in herpes zoster, which is shingles, what it really is it's the chickenpox virus that almost all of us have had. Or possibly we've been immunized. The younger generation certainly has been immunized. But that virus, once you have that virus as a kid, it just kind of lives in your body and hangs out there. And then at any time, it could come down the nerve and it breaks out in a rash in one area of the skin, depending on what nerve it comes down.
So if you've had the chicken pox, you're basically carrying this virus in your body.
Yes.
That sounds fun.
Yes. But that being said, not everyone who has had chickenpox will get shingles, of course.
Okay. So with shingles, I know people that have suffered from shingles, and it is painful. And when you talk about they get it in one area, it can pretty much manifest anywhere on the body, correct?
Correct. It comes down a nerve. So a common place for the shingles, well, really, it can come down any nerve, but I would say one of the most common places we see it is on the trunk. Mm-hmm. Also fairly common or certainly not uncommon is in the face and around the eye. And that obviously has much more serious potential because that can lead to blindness if not caught and treated early. But it is treatable and certainly something that it requires you to see a physician.
So then talk to me about the vaccine itself, because this is a new vaccine. So had there been one previous?
Yes. So there has been a vaccine out for at least 10 years, probably closer to 20 years, and that's called Zostavax. That vaccine is a live vaccine. So number one, could not be given to people who are immune compromised. Mm-hmm. Additionally, although it was FDA approved to give at age 50, it was not recommended by the CDC to routinely give until age 60. Probably the biggest problem with the Zostavax vaccine is it just is not as effective as this new Shingrix vaccine. Especially the Zostavax is especially inadequate as you get older. Mm. So ironically, the people that need it the most are the least likely to get a good immune response from the Zostavax.
So then the new vaccine came out, what, about 2 years ago?
A year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And all of a sudden, it is in short supply.
Crazy, yes.
Right. So why is that? Is part of it because you can now be 50, correct? Mm-hmm. And get this?
Mm-hmm. It's a combination of things. One is, again, there are some people who could not have the Zostavax because they're immune compromised, sometimes didn't get it just because they were old enough that there was concern it wouldn't be that effective, that I think some people didn't get it. I think I saw today on the CBC website, somewhere around 20 to 30% of people who should have had the Zostavax have actually had it. So certainly has not had global acceptance. The Shingrix vaccine is in short supply, I believe, for a few reasons. I mean, the obvious reason it's in short supply is because the manufacturer did not make enough or
didn't expect all these people would want it.
Yes. And so, and to your point, a couple of things. One is this is now recommended age 50 and up. And so if you think of the people age 50 to 60 who maybe wouldn't have gotten the Zostavax, that whole demographic of people now are able to get the Shingrix. On top of that, the Shingrix requires two vaccines to complete the immunization. And so that automatically is now double the volume. So besides the fact from age 50 to 60, we've added all those people in it, we have now doubled the volume per person. And additionally, the recommendation is even if you've had the Zostavax, to go ahead and get the Shingrix. So we're kind of starting over with everybody needing this vaccine age 50 and up.
So what's interesting to me about this as well is that even though we see more people in the 60 and older age range getting shingles, everyone that I know who's had it has been under the age of 45 when when they've gotten it. And but yet the vaccine is for 50 and older.
Right.
So what about those of us who are falling under that?
Well, I think we were joking about this a little bit before we went on air, but I think it's because, Gemma, you only know people under age 40. But I work at an internal medicine clinic and obviously see a lot of people that are older than 40. The likelihood of getting shingles does go up as you get older. And more importantly, the likelihood of having a bad outcome or long-term effects from it goes up as you get older. Mm. So typically, people, if their immune systems are functioning, typically younger people that get shingles, it's uncomfortable. It's not so much fun, but you get over it and move on. Older people, especially the very elderly, have much higher risk of what's called postherpetic neuralgia. And what that is that's a painful, kind of a nerve pain, constant burning pain at the site that can really be debilitating and can last for months and months and sometimes even years. So that is more likely to occur in the elderly. And it's pretty unusual to have someone super young who has had that outcome from it.
And do we know what all of a sudden causes shingles to basically flare up? Since if you've gotten the chicken pox, you carry the virus.
Right. So some of it probably has to do with immune system and aging, because, again, we know it's more likely in older people. Definitely there is association if there's stress to the body. And obviously definite increased risk in people who are immune compromised. So it is recommended if you are planning on being immune compromised. Not everybody knows they're going to become immune compromised, but if you're planning on chemotherapy or you're planning on a medication, say for rheumatoid arthritis or something that's going to suppress your immune system, it's really important to make sure that you're up to date on actually all of your vaccines, not just the Shingrix.
So since this is something that it sounds like if you've had the chickenpox, you need to get this vaccine at 50 and older, but if it's in short supply, where do we stand right now? What should folks be doing? Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people have had the one vaccine and haven't been able to get the second vaccine. And if that happens, the CDC has not done studies on how far between the vaccines is it that you kind of lose effectiveness.
Okay.
But they are recommending the second vaccine should be between 2 and 6 months. If a longer period of time has passed before you're able to get the second, it is okay to still just do the second and stop there and not have more vaccine. I think, I'm not sure how other people are addressing this. I personally try to really emphasize those that are at highest risk to go out and get the vaccine. I'm over 50 and I've held off hoping to that somebody else can have that vaccine for now, but definitely intend to get the vaccine.
And do we know when we might be seeing more of this vaccine?
We don't. I just looked today, and actually, if you go on the CDC website, I have a link I can give you. But if you go on the CDC website, you can put in your zip code and what vaccine you're looking for, and they have a vaccine finder. And what it shows is really area pharmacies that give this vaccine, but it doesn't always, unfortunately, mean that it's in stock. And so really, I recommend to people they just call around before they go.
Mm-hmm. But is it something that you think, since it sounds like this is an effective vaccine versus what the vaccine used to be, and because it can help people with compromised immune systems, if you are over the age of 50, even though we're going to sit here and wait for it, it sounds like, should it be on your list of, like, get this vaccine?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if the CDC also recommends that if you are unable to get the vaccine and you are at high risk for getting Zoster, that to consider the Zostavax in the meantime. But again, it's probably best if you can get the Shingrix vaccine.
And I had no idea that this was such a prevalent disease. When we're talking 1 in 3 Americans.
In their lifetime.
In their lifetime.
Yeah.
Will get this. But I mean, that's, but it is something that I don't think a lot of people even know about until they know someone that gets it.
True. And I think when you get it, the people that get it have a lot of pain with it and don't ever forget they had it for sure.
And don't ever stop talking about it for a long time.
Don't stop talking about it. But they too actually should get the vaccine.
Okay.
Even if you've had it.
Okay. I was going to ask you. So if you have had shingles.
Yes.
Can you get it again?
Yes, you can get it again. So it is recommended.
This is the disease that never stops.
Yes, you can get it again. So what we don't know is with children that have been immunized. And,
from the chickenpox, because
the chickenpox virus, they've never actually had the chickenpox. We don't really know what that's going to look like, but presumably we will see less shingles as the decades move on. But most, you know, those kids are probably in their early 20s, the first ones that have been able to be vaccinated.
Okay, but even if you've had shingles, get the vaccine. And
Absolutely.
Okay, and we'll give us the website when we get off the air, and we will make sure we link it. I want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this. My guest today, Dr. Laura McGeorge, she's an internist, talking about the shingles vaccine shortage and also who should be getting it. Thank you so much for coming in today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Up next, how veterans with PTSD are training their dogs to actually help them out and become service animals. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.